Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited about today's show. I am going to have on the show one of the hosts of a fantastic show, but also a dear friend, Mary Jane Mack and Nancy Mack, both of them joining me here today. You know, one of the things I love is I get to reflect upon where we are as not just a show, but as a network. And as we're creeping up on the 10-year mark, one of the things I'm struck by are all of the amazing people that have contributed. Today, I wanted to get up close and personal with both Mary Jane and Nancy because you know them all too well, because you hear them in this time spot, generally speaking, and they're usually at the helm. Today, we're all going to be at the helm. Because it is a day of healing. It is a day for us to really kick it up. So here's what I want you to know about Mary Jane is when I first met Mary Jane Mack, I was at a point in time in my life, a journey in my life, where if you would have said to me, holistic wellness, I knew it was something that was important for me to know about, but I didn't know the depth, the breadth, and the power of that work. And fast forward to where we are today, and these two women, these two sidekicks, come together to bring not just a powerful message, but a powerful solution. Today, this is a live call-in show. If there's something that's ailing you, call us in. If there's something that you want to get rid of, call us in. If there's something that you just cannot figure out that's going on in who you are in your life and what your body seems to be doing, call in. I got a little ailment I got to talk to them about today, by the way. But we are ready to kick it up. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's all Mary Jane Mack and Nancy Mack. It's all. It's all of that, and it's all wellness. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive three chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind, and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath. Exploring the Mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I told you Mary Jane Mack is in the house along with Nancy Mack. And look, here's what I love about this. You know, both of us, there are three of us. So it's not both of us. It's like three of us. It's like there's them and then there's me. That's like one, two, three. This has been like a really interesting journey with technology for all of us. And I still think, Olivia, I may have hit the wrong button. I don't know if I still have my green screen. That is not a green screen. That's like my living room. But this is the next paradigm, the next journey. Mary Jane Mack and Nancy Mack joining me here today. As I said before, they are the hosts of their very own show. You know, when we first started this, welcome to both of you. Welcome to both of you. Are you both in the same room?
Yes.
Is that one screen? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got it. It looks good. I was just like, okay, they look like what they got going on.
I'm standing a little further back.
I saw that, Nancy. What's up with that?
Well, because Mary Jane's the star of the show, not me.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's so cool. Can I just digress for a minute? Because I was telling everybody, Mary Jane, I was talking about when we first met. I'm not even quite sure what year that was.
It's been a while.
Linda was looking it up. But as time went on, all of us have had to adjust and change to new technology and new media. You know, we've had to adjust to a new way, but what I'm discovering, and I want to ask you about this too, what I'm discovering about this way that we now are able to connect with people, doesn't it provide you with more people to reach, more people to help, and more possibilities?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the technology today with Zoom is unbelievable because there's nothing like, you know, I do all phone consultations, but that personal eye-to-eye contact makes a huge difference for people. It changes. It's like for me, I can see what they're thinking. I could see what's going on with them. I could see their concerns. Not that I can't do that on the phone, but it just adds another dimension.
Well, I already told Linda. Linda will be here Friday, and thank you so much for helping us out. But I already said to Linda, when you get here, we're going to see Mary Jane. We are just not going to dilly-dally around. And I was talking about you the other day, and I don't know if your ears were ringing or not, but what I was talking about was the work that you do. If you go back in time, and you think about where you were, because this is what I did. I went back. I even went back so far that I remember Nancy, like we were talking to Nancy and we were like in the studio, right? And we're like, well, Nancy, you got to get up to the mic. Do you want to get up to the mic? And just couldn't get her up to the mic.
Yeah.
Like, come up to the mic. Then we finally got her up to the mic. Then we got up to the mic, and then we're doing video. And we're like, okay, you got to get in the camera. No, I'm not going to get in the camera. Now you're not going to get in the camera. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because all of us have evolved to really meet the challenge of the time we're in. But if I go back and I look at the people that you have been helping all your life, the body of work you do is in response to how quickly people want answers. They don't want to wait in line for 4 hours. They want to know, is anybody could tell me what's really going on? Or is somebody going to give me the same thing off the shelf that they give Benny? But this is your journey. I want to ask you this question. What have you learned since I've known you in the days and times we live in, and the power of what you're able to provide and the gift and the talent you have to help people?
Well, since the time that we've met, the difference is being able to be on the radio and reach more people all over the country. And because I'm a holistic intuitive, it doesn't matter whether you're with me or far away, I can give you the same answer because I tune into your energy and your body, and I'm able to come up with exactly the number one, two, or three concerns that are there. And when I describe what's going on, it always fits. It makes sense. And it's like connecting the dots for people. They have all these things going on. They've been to every doctor. They've had all the tests, but they don't have an answer and they still have the same issues. So what I've been able to do through the years, and I started this in 1992, really didn't know I was that intuitive till 2000. And then since then have just developed that more and more and more. So when I do my work, I have clarity and certainty. I never doubt what I do, and it's always right on. And I know that when people do what their formula is, they're going to get better because I use the best products in the country. And everybody's an individual. Everybody's different. There's no one size fits all. So my journey is exciting. And the best thing is when I get clients, I have clients forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I have clients from the very beginning, since 92.
Yeah.
And people trust me. The biggest thing is they trust me. When they ask me or ask me about something and I give them the answer and I'm only testing their energy and what's right for them, and they totally trust me and what the answer is, and that's why they have such great success.
You know, and I want to say to folks that are asking, this is a live call-in show. Let me make sure I give you the number. And for those of you on Facebook, you can certainly ask your question there. But also, we have a toll-free number into the show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. You know, we're in a really interesting time, and this is not directly related to you, but this is related to where we are today in the world. And I have a very dear friend of mine, and, you know, she's gone through the process of, I don't feel well, and, you know, didn't get the test, right, for COVID-19, but all of the signs. And I realize with this is that we are going through some experiences now where people don't know what they don't know, but their bodies are speaking to them. And what's so great about this now is that we don't have to generalize about what we think is going on. You know, the work that you do gets very specific about it. Have we come far enough, do you think? Are we emerging in the world far enough to be able to say to people, you know, not everything is a pill, potion, or lotion from the prescription store? Are we able to say there's another way to look holistically at who we are?
Absolutely. And it's like what I do is evaluate the nutrition of the body to correct the imbalances. However, there's the structural, there's the emotional, the spiritual. And if you don't take care of the emotional, you don't take care of the other.
I think you said that to me 10 years ago. I think when I was going through what I was going through, I think you were the first one that said that to me. I think it was on air too. But it is, I mean, clearly there were some things that I needed some help with, but you nailed it. We are not taking care of the emotional right now. We're not doing it.
And with the muscle testing that I do, I'm able to pinpoint exactly what it is. It's, you go back to intrauterine, all the way to birth, and then birth on up. And with muscle testing, you could pinpoint it and then say what happened to you when you were 12 years old and something about you, you the daughter. And it's called neuroemotional technique. So it's very quick, very fast, and there's a way to release it. But if you don't look at where it came from, every time you experience that very same emotion, that energy gets stored in that organ. For example, liver is anger. So you might have had an experience when you were young that your father yelled at you and you were angry at him. And then every time you experience that same emotion, then that gets stored in your liver. And then when there's so much energy stored for the emotion, then you start to present with physical symptoms.
You know, it's funny about this. I want to ask you about this. I have been in the presence of 4 people in the past 2 weeks that all have, what did you call it? The same symptoms. Every single one of them. And actually one of them is considering surgery. So I hope they're listening. And it's all coughing. And it's not the coughing, like, you know, when you're really sick and you have that chest cough and it's like, like that, but it's coughing. It's all coughing. And, you know, I was on a call the other day with my friend and she said, I got to go. I'm coughing. And I'm like, is it a mistake that all these people are coughing? Is it coincidence? Is it something emotionally that's happened in the world we're living in that's choking people? What is it?
Well, absolutely. It's the stress of it all, but it's your environment. It's like coughing. When you're coughing, it has anything with your lungs has to do with your, could be a toxic stomach, could be, and all those toxins go through your kidney and bladder, but coughing and lung issue always comes from kidney and bladder. And those, it's like COVID, all those people that got so sick, well, they most likely had a toxic stomach and had a kidney and bladder issue, but they didn't recognize it. They just lived with it. And then all those toxins go up and then you're in real trouble. So when you're coughing, another thing with coughing is when you're around people, they emotionally drain you. So there's other things that cause it, but the coughing, I'll tell you, one of the most common things I see with the lungs is the bad drains. And when you have bad drains, all those toxins come up. You breathe it in, gives you a toxic stomach, goes through your kidney and bladder, starts that whole cycle. And I've had people, when they've cleaned their drains, say they pulled out a dead rat. There was so much air down the drain, and they took them apart. So I know it's like, it's a simple solution that people have to do on a regular basis.
But let's tell everybody that solution, because my house, ever since you mentioned this, I keep stocked in my house a giant thing, like a giant bag that you can get from Costco, right? And vinegar. So tell everybody the solution, because once they hear this, right, they will get a sense of how quickly they can fix this.
Exactly. For one thing, I've added to my protocol a Dawn liquid, Dawn dish soap liquid. Because, you know, they use that for the birds. They take the grease off of them. You know,
yes.
And it's safe. Well, what I learned is if you put the Dawn liquid, not down the center, but like around the rim, let it drain in, do that first. And that helps dissolve the grease and grime. And then we leave it 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Then you add 1/4 to 1/2 cup of baking soda. And then you add 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar, and you get it all at Costco, right? And then you leave that for about 20 minutes, and then you run hot water. Now, if you live in an apartment or condo, your drains are always going to be worse. So most people can do their drains once a month. But if you just, if you've never done them and you're in a condo or a apartment, you should do them every 2 weeks for a while.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about that. I just got a question that came in. The question came in is, Dr. Pat. Yeah. Ever since Mary Jane mentioned that, I've been doing it too. Are we supposed to cover? Okay. That's it. All these text messages like are abbreviated, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I've gotten really good that cover is CRV. Are we supposed to cover the, once we put the formula in, are we supposed to cover the drain?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Sometimes when I have somebody that has a really bad drain, I mean, that's really stuck. Sometimes I will have them put like a bath mat or something over it until they really get that clear.
Okay. Okay.
But most of the time, what I do is when people clean their drains, I tell them to email me and I'll let them know if they got it or not. So I don't let them go a whole month and think they're okay. Because sometimes if their drains are bad, they need to do them 2 or 3 times in a week. Because if they don't get the drains right, they're not going to get better.
Well, I got Linda coming on Friday. And so I got my vinegar. And I think I might have the Dawn. I got my vinegar and I got, so I'm going to take care of that today before she comes. But one of the things I want to say to everybody, we have opened up the phone lines. We're also taking your questions that are coming in through the instant message. 1-800-930-2819. For those of you on social media and Facebook, haven't figured out how to do the YouTube one yet. But if you're on Facebook, type your questions in and we'll get to it. We have a live call-in number for the show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to break, I want to ask you, Nancy, I want to ask Nancy a question. I listened to the show, I watched the show, and I have to tell you how amazingly it has been to watch you.
Wow.
Now, why am I saying that? Because here's what I know, and Mary Jane, you know this too.
Yeah.
To step up in the public this way, it was absolutely a leap of faith for Mary Jane. It clearly, I would have never done it if I didn't dial the wrong phone number. So that just tells you about me. But I have to really acknowledge how brilliant you two are together. And how wonderfully you've shown up in the show. And if people would have asked me to bet money a bunch of years ago when I first met you, if you would be doing that, I probably would have lost. Because it is something to be able to do what you do in support of Mary Jane, of course. But it is a big thing to do it. And together, you are both amazing. It's not that Mary Jane, you're not amazing, but together you bring something very special. What's that journey been like for you, Nancy?
It's been very interesting. It has been a lot. I'm not really one for change. So to get me on the radio, like you said, was a huge deal. And then it was good. But then that camera thing came in.
Oh my God.
What I've learned to do is just ignore the camera, although it's hard to do on Zoom. But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I really have had a lot of fun, and it's great working for Mom now, and it's great supporting her because I believe in everything she does.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own eyes, and she's an amazing person, and I'm just glad we have the time to do it together. So.
And the comments from our clients, and especially like new clients that they've heard the radio, they'll say, are you Nancy from the radio? And they're just like in awe. They're talking to Nancy. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I'm not a celebrity. I'm just who I am. So
she does a great, great job.
But it's been fun. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
No, it is. And, you know, I have to tell you how thrilled I am you actually said yes to it. I really am. I mean, because, you know, it's the people around us. If I didn't have the people around me that I'm supported by, Jessica, Linda, Olivia's doing the show, right? People that most people don't even see or hear about, Benny, 16 years. Yeah. You know, if I didn't have those people, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today, but I certainly wouldn't be able to do what I'm about to do in the next year. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back, is how do we strengthen ourselves for what we are needing to do next? Some people wait, Mary Jane, they wait until the thing is like hurting them. But there's a proactive side of this where what I'm learning, but I'm real hard nut to crack, to be honest with you about this. But I'm learning we also have to be proactive to hit at the emotional part of this. Right now, the emotional aspect of the collective right here, we can feel it. But yet, sometimes we feel helpless unless you're Mary Jane Mack. Let's take a short break. We are taking live calls. This is a live call-in show. You will be put right on air with Mary Jane, 1-800-930-2819. And I have got an ailment I need some help with. So if you want to call in, get in there before like my thing, okay? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I asked Linda if Mary Jane and Nancy would join me on the show today because I don't know. I want to ask everybody out there, and then Dana, we'll get to the phone here for you. I want to ask people if they're going through what I'm going through. I'm going through a period in time in my life where I think this COVID-19 and the scenario around it for all of us, at least for me, it's gotten me to think a lot about myself, where I am. And I could like have a pity party right now about it if I wanted to. I'm Patty Pity Party. I could do that. But it didn't hit me that way, Mary Jane. And I want to just make sure everybody knows this. We're going to make sure you find out about Mary Jane. You can go to MaryJaneMack.com. You can tune into her show every third Thursday. That was hard to say. Nancy, how do you say that every time? Every third Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, we'll give you phone numbers. We'll give you everything today. But this is what you were talking about before. You know, even me, as infused as I am in all of the positive talk and the solution, I had a moment where I almost stepped in the pathway of, is this going to be the rest of my life? You know that moment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I stopped. Then when the New York part of me, like Benny calls Pistol Pack and Patty, shows up and says, come on, Pat, get off of it. Get your butt up, walk around the block. You can create stuff at home. You used to run the network out of your small room in the back room. Like what was that room, Jessica? It was like 150 square feet with four people, three of them interns running the network. But I want to ask you about this because people don't know about the emotional side of the work you do. And I want to just chat with you about it before we go to Dana. There's an emotional aspect that you help people heal. Now, I shared with you the story of falling down all the time in the last 2 months until I realized my big epiphany that the reason I am not able to see is because I don't take off my reading glasses. I don't take these off and I get up and I go trudging out there like I'm going to make coffee or whatever I'm doing. And I ask myself why. So I want to ask you about the emotional side of your work, because what I realized for me is what must be going on inside of me right now for me not to have the wherewithal to think I could take a moment, take my glasses off, because the time it takes for me to get to here to the other side of the room, nothing's going to really happen that's earth shattering. Do you find that kind of thing is going on with people?
What I find, let's go back to you. I could tell you what I find going on with you.
Oh boy. Dana, we'll get to you.
Oh, when I ask what's going on with you with this, the story you just told me with falling and what's happening, what I get is you score a 15, like emotionally, and I ask why, and that emotion is that it's neuroemotional technique. So I ask your body, where is this emotion stored? And it's in your bladder. It's you, the professional, ticked off, and how would you finish that? You, the professional, ticked off because, and I think you kind of said it.
Okay. Well, Dana, I promise. Or Dana. Dana, am I saying the name wrong? I'm sorry, Benny. Dana?
Yeah, it's Dana.
Oh my God, I so blew it. Dana, I'm sorry. I'm going to take 2 minutes, Dana, and I'll get right to you. This was the year. Think about this. The whole planning of this, and ask Jessica. I don't know if I'm more disappointed or Jess is... But this was now, our technology is finished. So I had to wait for that because I wanted to get back out in the world again. I wanted to be in front of people again. You know, I've been asked to get out there, be in front of people. And so one of the things that I had to reconcile, like millions of other people, is that's not happening. And so you're right about this. I think I'm ticked off because now I have to figure this out. Right? Figure out another way for me to fulfill my life's path. Because I just wanted it to be easy, right? Rebuild the network, build the technology, doing this, podcasting, video. I mean, I'm actually, in a music video with John Legend, right?
Oh, wow.
So you figure, great, let's go. I can help so many people. No. So,
yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to.
It doesn't.
It's just a little detour, but you're being blocked. But the idea is recognizing what it is that you had these plans and now they're not there. You can't do them.
Yeah, I didn't get that before you mentioned it, by the way.
Yeah, so. So, but here's what I do is I can clear that very easily. So what you do is you just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let it out. And then take another deep breath and let it out. And then another deep breath and let it out. So if you were with me, I'd be tapping on your spine to release that energy that's trapped. But this is like you recognizing what it is, releasing it from the body. Now you take that energy down. You're not like overflowing. Mm-hmm. Now it's like taking the lid off the steam, off the pot, letting the steam out. So now you're at a different level, but it's just about looking at that and thinking, okay, the universe has a little detour or change for you. Doesn't mean that any of that is gone. It's just, maybe it's even going to be easier.
And it is. And you know, we can talk more about that when we come, after we talk to Dana. But, you know, you're right about it. And I just was struck by the energy back in 1993. In 1993, I lost my job in 92, went back to school in Columbia, and I was encouraged to apply to doctoral programs. Well, I don't come from that kind of family. I didn't know what that was about. I didn't know what I should have done. I sent out 30 applications, rejected by everyone except one. Claremont in California. But here I was, moved to Seattle, having coffee, riding my Harley, having coffee on Capitol Hill, just having a blast. First time in my life. But I couldn't wrap my mind around this detour. And Linda was on the phone. She said, I got the letter from Claremont. And I said, I can't go through it. And I said, what letter you got? She says, it's like a waiting list. They're putting you on a waiting list. So this is what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
And I said, that's got to be a joke. Who does waiting lists for a doctoral program? Are you nuts? She says, no, it's from this Cherilyn Granrose person. And it says, da, 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 you didn't make it here, but you're accepted. In 94, you're on the waiting list. I said, Linda, I can't believe that's even true. That can't be. So Linda, what does she do? She doesn't listen to me. She sends a letter back.
Of course.
But that's what I think you're saying. It's that energy. And thank you for reminding me of that, because the rest of that's history. Let's go over to the phone and let's go do this, Benny, if we could.
That's Dana. Dana. Yeah, thank you.
Dana, I'm so sorry for mispronouncing your name.
That's okay. Actually, it was interesting hearing your story.
Mary Jane is always so right on. So, look, yes, we'd love to help you. How do we help you?
Well, Mary Jane, I've seen you for a lot, you know.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
Of years. Mom.
Hi, Dana. Yes.
Yeah. And so what's been going on for maybe about 6 months is I've had lower back pain, but now it's super acute to the point that there's like sciatica, my thigh is totally numb, and they want to do a laminectomy, and I really don't want to do surgery, but I'm not sure if I should be doing that. And I thought, well, let me just kind of get an opinion from you on that.
Okay. So what I pick up first is you got a lot of toxins in your body. You're really, really, really toxic is what shows up first. And that can be causing a lot of pain and a lot of inflammation in your body. And the second thing that shows up is your kidney. And when you have a kidney issue, you're going to have back pain and also a lot of inflammation in your body. Mm-hmm. When I check your spine, though, where they say the area is, that's definitely inflamed, but it has to do with your kidney. Kidney has to do with bones. So for you, before I would even consider doing surgery, especially because you're not that keen on it, is get your body healthy. Get your body healthy first and see where you're at. Because if you were to have that surgery where you are, it wouldn't be good because you're not in good shape. And then
and
when you're
just talking about like the organs and stuff, because I've actually lost over 20 pounds. I've kind of changed stuff to, but what you're saying is the toxins are crucial.
It's toxins in your kidneys inflamed, and even losing weight, all those toxins go through your body. And maybe your body can't get rid of them. You're just overloaded. So you're not, you're in a very, in your body's very inflamed. So you can't, I would never jump into, if I scored having surgery, you having surgery, your body, it's a two. So you're not in shape to have surgery.
Yeah, that's probably, my gut feeling.
If you had surgery now, you'd probably have all kinds of problems.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I don't know why, but
down the road, it might not be okay, but you want to make sure everything's clear and you're healthy, and then we ask your body if that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Your body has all the answers. All right?
That makes perfect sense. Well, I will give you guys a call, and we can maybe you can get me on a kidney program.
We'll get you on whatever program your body says.
Okay. I will give your office a call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
So that's just one example of what happens during your show. And what I like to say to people, Mary Jane, and I think you and Nancy probably say it best, is it doesn't matter what's ailing you. A lot of times people won't call in because what they think is it's just foot fungus. I have a toenail that's got foot fungus. Now that I brought that up, what do you do about foot fungus?
Well, again, you go through, I follow the same protocol every time.
Yeah.
And the body tells me an order. Often fungus is your body's out of balance. You need some hydrochloric acid to help your digestion. So it's, and it can have to do with kidney. That kind of thing has to do with kidney. But anytime, like people are always saying they have yeast, they have, you know, stuff like that. Well, if you correct the stomach pH and the pH of the body, that all self-corrects itself. And so that's where you have to start.
So what's the phone number people can call? Because I need to call you, Nancy, because I need to find out what I need to get.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. The 800 number, the local number is 425-392-0659. And our 800 number, I've gone blank on.
800,
I'll find that. 800. I can't believe I just completely blanked out on our 800 number. Oh my God.
I know. And I've heard you say it a million times. So I'm totally blanking out on it.
I have to
have Olivia tell me what that number. Benny, you should know their 800 number.
Yes, I have it now. It's 888. Isn't it 777-4232?
That's it. 888-777-4232. Thanks, Benny, for saving me.
Benny to the rescue. He saved my goldfish too. Mary Jane, the thing I want to ask you about now is this. One of the hardest thing I'm finding for people is, and we saw this in the last hour, one of the hardest thing for people to do, and I can only talk to women because that's mostly who I'm in front of. The hardest thing for them to do is stop for a moment and ask for help. And so one of the things somebody said to me the other day, who's listening to this show, one of our other hosts is listening to this show, is it okay if I don't know? And see, that's the part that people don't know about you. They don't need to know, like, what it is, how to fix it, what to do. They just need to ask you or tell you what the deal is. Now, I told you about my left knee. I mean, when I hit the floor on this, I'm telling you, the only reason I knew it was my glasses because they popped off. When I hit the floor, I could see stars. And clearly my left knee is really, it doesn't look good. It looks like I could be in like a troll movie or something right now. But I know to ask you. A lot of people don't know that they can call and ask you, even if they don't think it's like a thing. And I think that's what's holding a lot of women back right now. They just need to call and ask.
You don't necessarily need to have something going on. There's a lot of people that call who want to maintain their health or boost their immune system during these crazy times. There's a lot of people who just want to maintain their health, or there's people, they're just unsure. So no, you don't have to have a reason to call. She'll do her magic thing. She'll figure out what's going on and then recommend the nutrition protocol. We've had a ton of new people calling in from all over the United States, and some are a little leery because they're not, you know, it's local people because they can't come in, but they take that leap of faith and they've done fabulous and they're thrilled. And so with the Zoom, you know, being able to see each other has put their mind at ease. And everybody says, I know we've said this 1,000 times, I don't know why I didn't call sooner. I don't know what took me so long.
Yeah, I'm asking myself the same thing. And yeah, and you're like on the network, so like, right? But I think part of this too for me is that there's something deeper that you pointed out too, and I'll just tell it myself. There's the idea of self-care. And, you know, people say to me, Pat, you like are surrounded by this all the time, but that's got nothing to do with anything. You know, it has to do with how aware and awake I'm going to be, or how much I value myself to pick up the phone and call you, right?
Right. And you know, the thing is, it's sometimes people will try and figure it out. They'll do all these things and then they wind up calling anyway. I don't know why I didn't call you first. It's like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like when people come in, I ask them just to list their three concerns. And that could be their tired, their digestion. They don't have to know what it is, but what brought them in. And from that, when I do the testing, then they understand. It all makes sense to them. And we have people, so many wonderful people that have had some pretty amazing issues, and they've hung in there and stuck through it, and they've had amazing results. You know, it's not always about the nutrition. It's not always about the emotion. It's about where you live in your house. I had a woman in New Orleans, and she was getting better. She had really chronic sinus. She was on antibiotics for a year. So she came to me and she was getting better. And then all of a sudden she went the other way. And I said, you have to have water in your house or mold. And so then I walked through her house and scored it and found in her closet, and I was here, of course, that the carpet, underneath the carpet, there it was bad. And then I said, because it's the only reason you're not getting better. So when she hung up, she went and she was going to clean it. I said, you can't clean it because you'll just stir it up. She pulled the carpet up and it was all black mold.
Wow.
Then she looked up in the ceiling, was all white spot, all mold. And then she looked in her air conditioner, all mold.
Wow.
So we pinpointed, she had to have everything torn apart and redone and put in a better system to kill the mold and mildew. And now she's totally well.
But she was she called the office. She was absolutely amazed that it was the exact same spot that Mary Jane had told her it was. She was, I mean, she was amazed, but she wasn't amazed. But that was a aha moment for her. And so that's what makes it fun for me, too, because I get to hear the stories from all of our clients.
Well, and this is what I love. And it has been a long time since I told this story, and I'd like to tell it really quickly. You know, when we first met, Linda had been thrown into the executive producer, the producer level. Right. Lost her job. And then her mom was very, very sick. So Linda said, I'm going to help you. She didn't know nothing about this, like zero. Right. Kind of like, I think Nancy, like you, but I think you knew a little bit more, but you're like in the middle of it. And so she's taking care of her mom. And I got to tell you, it didn't look good. Mom, Joan went to the doctor. The doctor was like, we can't treat you. Your heart's at 30%. And I mean, the long list of we can't treat you, there's nothing you can do, go home, don't move around too much, don't do anything, go home. And I said, you know, Linda, we should call Mary Jane. You know, she's on the network, and Linda listened, and she said, yeah, let's do it. Now, here's what I want to say about Linda's family, pretty much. Ultra conservative, doesn't believe in a lot of other things outside what the doctor says. So you literally did exactly what you're saying. You never met Joan, and you scored Joan, and you right away, in these are my words, said, it's her heart. She needs nutrition for her heart. And you sent her something, and I will be forever thankful, so is Linda, but you sent her something. And Joan finally agreed. She said, what can it hurt? I'll take it. It was a month to 5 weeks later, or something like that, she had to go back to the doctor. And we watched Joan change. We watched her be able to get up and walk. She goes back to the doctor, and he has to do all the tests again, because I think at 30%, I don't think they consider you like alive or something. And she does it again. And her results came back at something like 65%. And there was no other reason. She had gotten no treatment. And so for people that are wondering how this works, you can tell them how it works. I just want to tell them that this is one of thousands of stories and experiences. Joan stayed with us for another 12 years. She was given about 12 weeks to live. And I don't think there's enough we could say to you. And then Mary Jane, you continue to help and support and bring Joan back. So to the point where Joan could get on the tractor and cut the lawn again. So that I'm sharing that for people that maybe are scratching their heads, to give an example that will never make the medical books, but this is just one of many. And I wanted to remind people of that part of what you do, how selfless you are with that. And I know Nancy, she does it every day, and she just does her thing, and it's like this. But the impact to give somebody 12 more years of life, I don't know if there are the words that I can say to thank you enough.
Oh, well, you're welcome. That's why what I do is so much fun. It's like every day, and it's like this gal in New Orleans. When she came back and she said, I'm worse. Well, to me, that's just a challenge. It's like, I know if you're worse, something else has to be wrong. So there's always an answer. So when somebody's doing something and they say, well, I'm not that much better, then I go and fine tune and figure out why. But I never say, oh, well, let's try this.
Yeah.
See how this works. Yeah. That's not what I do. I know what I say is going to work. If you take the nutrition or do what I say, what your body says, then you're going to get better. There's no doubt.
First of all, thank you both for joining me here today. Would you please give out that 800 number? How do people schedule time to work with you? All of the above. And I need to get on your calendar, Nancy.
Okay, Dr. Pat. 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. I look forward to everyone's calls.
Thank you both.
On Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
You bet. Mary Jane, last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Well, today's stress and what's going on in the world, it's the best time to get fine-tuned and have, you might know other people and other friends that might be in need of help. And all it takes is a little bit of nutrition to get you up so you can maintain that and be well.
I love it. Mary Jane Mack, Nancy Mack, MaryJaneMack.com. Third Thursday, 11 o'clock. Get ready, tune in, and remember, we can do this together. Thank you, everybody.